Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Melchizedek, who journeys to you in this moment. As you elevate your awareness, and come to rest upon the outstretched hand of God, bring this to your awareness, and come into your higher perception. Sense how you are supported. A platform of love, divine in origin. How secure this is, and how a knowing forms within you, a recognition of all that is right, all that is beauty, and all that is perfection. We sense, as always, the movement of creation, and the memory of existence. Though it seems a distant echo now, come into your breath and the still point of a self. You come into a sense of the eternal. That which is the continuum. And we come into the silence. And though we are held in higher dimensions in this moment, a vision forms about us. For I bring to you a visualization this day. It comes with great simplicity, as is the way of spirit. So then, I ask that you perceive about you that you are placed upon the most beautiful, luminescent meadow. It is a transcendent earth. That is to say, we perceive it through spiritual eyes. For it manifests as such always, but most do not see. You lie upon this meadow, supported by the earth below. The grass is silken underneath you, soft. It has its movement also, as if it were an ocean of green. For there is the gentlest of breezes. That lands upon it and upon you. Bring this to your awareness. Of how perfect this moment is. Where all elements come into perfect symmetry. And though there is warmth, I say to you, you are being bathed in beauty by the night sky above. For as you lay, your gaze is turned upwards. And you see, of course, your Milky Way in all her splendor. It is luminescent also. And as we are perceiving this through spiritual eyes, there is also a differing sense of spatiality. So that which is the carpet of stars above feels and seems as though it is perfectly in reach. That there is no distance at all. Come into the experience of this. And come into your breath. You sense the heartbeat of your world. Through the ground beneath you. And you sense the breath above. For unlike your human perception of the heavens, here we perceive perfectly the movement of the stars. As the breath passes through them, and although to the logical mind there is no pattern to speak of, we see clearly how the stars are placed with purpose. Divine intention, and we gain a sense of how interrelated each celestial body is, how there is a harmonic, how there is outreach. There is community. This comes to you as a feeling, a knowing. For as you are breathing, it seems as if the universe is breathing with you. That you share the one breath and the one heartbeat. There is an understanding between you. Between the universe within which you exist and you. Deepen your awareness. These things are known to you and are most familiar. the knowing comes also of how it is your earth is placed amongst this, in her community. And more than this, in gazing above, the universe in all its majesty, in its closeness and intimacy, you gain a profound sense of the presence of divinity. Woven throughout the heavens above, a sense of how divinity reveals itself in so many ways to those in human form, and more than this, it says divinity were reaching through the stars to meet you. So take a moment to gaze upon this, to find God in the open spaces, the outward manifestations for divinity brings us this symbolism in physical form. Which is vast, majestic, filled with light, these heavens. Be nurtured in this moment, upheld. And connected. there is a resonance. For even in its physical form, you have known the length and breadth of your universe in its entirety. Being not separate from it. And having sensed long ago the signature of God upon it, this outreach from the divine mind to you, through that which you exist within, this environment, this context for existence, all created for you, just for you. Come into your breath. The stars are with us. They are always with you. Come into your divinity. Come into this recognition of self. Come into resonance with your universe. We begin to elevate, and our gaze turns elsewhere as we shift our consciousness to the higher realms of spirit. And we sense the outstretched hand of divinity upon which we are placed. and for you. There comes the realization that it feels no differently. To the earth upon which you lay, beneath the stars. It is the same hand. In differing expression, in differing form. You are always upheld. Always. So then, be conscious of this. For if this hand were to become literal, and you saw yourself upon it, what would you do? How would you engage with the hand of God? Would you simply stretch outward in pure bliss and contentment? Would you peer closely upon it? To examine that which is divine. What would you do? And what would you allow? And though I speak in symbolism, understand the intent of it is true. The figurative hand of God is always placed beneath you. You never leave. You take your journey into consciousness. And the hand of God fades from view. or so it seems. Understand this, though I speak simply. You never leave. The divine presence. Now you sense this, deepening recognition. And to the humanness, the astounding comfort. Pour yourself into this moment so that all subsequent moments can be born of this. With this thread of recognition and the deepest comfort, and for the human self, a profound reassurance and all-encompassing certainty. You are safe in all things. All is assured, this you know. All has come into completion in the scheme of things. For there is conclusion that is assured. Do you sense this? It has been so from the beginning. That all is and has become. Do you see? and for you held in space and time. This translates into a sense of becoming. Yet it already is. So then take heart. Be certain. There is renewal. For your world and beyond its borders. The sun will come into its higher movement. And the ecosystem of your planets I speak energetically. Shall come into resonance with this. This is not prophetic. Nor physically perceivable. For such things are illusion. So then I speak of a greater reality, and so it is. Take a moment to find your peace. And to come into divine recognition of self. sense the rightness of things. The equilibrium in spirit. A great balance of all things. And find yourself in this. Of how right you feel. It is that you are as you are. How this could be no other way, for that would bring imbalance. And how you bring completion to all that is of existence. How right this is. And how perfect it is that you exist. The rightness of it. Come into a deep awareness of this. For it is how you are seen and perceived by all else in existence. How perfect it is that you exist. It is the most natural thing. Come into this resonance. Come into your birthright. Come into this rightness. And come into this deeper understanding. Of how existence could not be in your absence. Though to the human mind this may seem as grand words. Come rather then into the feeling of how right this is. I have no other word. For there is precision to that which has been divinely created. Do you see? Nothing is random. So then take heart. That you are precisely as you are. Or it would be not so. take heart. That you were imagined and loved into existence for a grand purpose. And that all of creation was built around you. When you hear these words once more, a deeper affinity with them will come. I am with you. And shall come again. And I am Melchizedek. Adonai.